and welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
I forgot about that entire thing. Oh, okay. Now we're on. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Erica. We got the girls of the office today. VJ is in a meeting. So we are, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, going to be speaking about relationships. So anybody that wants to call in number is 347-215-9262. Call in and let us know what you think. Who is that? I think that's Latendra. Latendra, that's you. I'm going to make you talk. Okay, so we're going to start off with a couple of statistics on relationships. There are 40 million single Americans out there that use online dating services.
Wow.
What do you ladies think about that? Do you guys use online dating services?
No, I don't. I'm married,
no,
thank you.
No, I'm in a relationship, so I won't use it either because I see too many movies and bad things go on.
Mariah, you done online dating?
I played on it before.
She said I played on it.
When I was younger.
Oh, okay. My fault. And out of all the Americans today, there are 44% that are single. So everybody out there, there are 44% of single people out there.
Probably.
So go find another single person. And the ratio of single men to single women in America is 86-100. So for every 86 women out there, 86 men out there, there's 100 women.
Women.
So women, when you find a good man, hold on to him. Let's see.
But the percentage of single people.
Yep, the percentage.
The percentage of single people survey said that the flatter is the best way to attract someone. What is the flattery? Flattering is the best way to attract someone.
Hey, girl, you look real cute today.
This should have been 75% because that's what men do now. They try to flatter women with their, but they be broke. So, like I said, I'm married.
Lucky you, lucky you. You got a good man, too.
Thank you.
And women, the average amount of time to make a first impression on a man is 15 minutes. So don't act crazy within the first 15 minutes. You only have 15 minutes. If they don't like you within 15 minutes, they probably won't like you. And then for the men, the average amount of time to make a first impression on a woman is an hour.
A whole hour.
Women, we are letting these men get away with too much. If they're judging us within 15 minutes and we're giving them a whole hour.
I give them like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right, 5 minutes.
If you got crazy stuff coming out your mouth, oh, you gone. Let's see. The number one relationship argument is money. You know, I saw the other day on the Today Show that a lot of people these days are starting to keep their finances separate.
And safe.
Yep. And they say that relationships, when you keep your money separate, it keeps a lot of the arguments down. So,
unless the other spouse is nosy and want to know everything.
True. Yeah, but then if you got somebody that's nosy and want to know everything, then I'd be wondering why they want to know everything.
Right.
Like, are you trying to control my money? That's my money.
That's
I work for
money.
It.
Right.
Just like I'm not asking you about your money. Mm-hmm. You work for it. You go ahead and spend it how you want to. As long as you're paying half when I'm paying half.
That's
and no worries.
No problem.
Nope. And the bar scene. Lots of people think for some reason that relationships and true love is at the bar.
9%.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not.
One night stand.
9% of women who find relationships at the bar.
2%. Wow.
Of men. Isn't that surprising? I definitely thought that men would be a little higher finding relationships
women.
At a bar.
Right, because that's where they go to try to catch women.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they do?
But maybe they're not looking
for
relationships.
I'm sorry.
They're not looking for relationships. They're looking for the one-night stand, so they didn't ask that in this thing.
Right,
okay. So, yeah, you're not going to find a long-term relationship if you're looking for your wife. You're not going to find her
at the bar.
Let's see what else we have. The percentage of married couples who said they found their mates through a friend is 63%. So if you've got a friend out there that says, I know somebody that would be perfect for you, you might just want to check that out. just because they, you know, they might be right. There's 63% of people that have made it and been married off of friends. And your friends know you best. So if your friend knows somebody else, then, you know, it makes sense. And then, ladies, if the guy does not call you within the first 24 hours, the percentage that he will call you after that is 12. It drops to zero. It drops to 12. Not quite zero, but they. I'm assuming that, you know, we were kind of talking about this before the show, and I'm thinking it's a little bit because, you know, if they really are feeling the date and they really like you, then they would at least call to, you know, check on how you're doing or, you know, see, you know, what's up for the next date. If they want to schedule something else for the next week, they'd give you a heads up instead of saying, hey, you busy in an hour?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can I come over?
Yeah, ain't it though? Like, yeah, coming over? Yep. No. What you doing tonight? Can I come over and watch a movie?
No, we good.
The percentage of women who find money to be very important in a relationship is 88%.
Of course it is.
Money is important in a relationship to an extent, as far as I'm concerned. I think, you know, if you can take care of yourself, then...
I'm not a money kind of person.
Don't nobody really want to talk? Nobody wants to talk about the relationship? Come on, guys, hit that one button and talk to us. There'll be a little yellow thing that pops up, and then we press that.
What are the numbers for
them? That's the phone number that called in. Marco's out there. I can't answer the phone on the radio. Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay, so let's see. And apparently 52% of you people that are single are just too busy to find somebody that's single. What is the problem with that? If you want a relationship and you're single, you too busy to find somebody? Really?
They're working. Some people be scared to go out and meet other people too.
That's when they call in. All right, callers, come on, hit that one button and let's have a conversation. Yep, she's got it. Well, she's got to hit the one button.
Hit the one button, sweetie.
If you want to talk to us, hit that one button and we'll pick you up. Let's see, what else do we have? The percentage of women that date men that are at least 5 years older than them is 76%. So apparently older women or younger women like older men. Oh, we've got a caller that wants to talk. Yep. 1364. How you doing today?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good.
Hey, who I'm talking to?
You talking to all of us. We are all sitting in here. Mariah, Erica, Dee Dee, Lila, Deanna. We're all in here talking about relationships. What would you like to speak about?
A relationship?
Yep. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, we're going for relationships.
Well, I can't find nobody nothing for Valentine's because it's not worried about a woman nothing for Valentine's when she's not doing her job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You sound like a Valentine's Day Scrooge there.
No, I'm not no Scrooge. I just think the women can, I want to be nice when I'm saying it, and get themselves better than they've been. You know, they've been having an attitude, ladies, you know. And so I might do
what
I
about
might be
the
better.
Guys?
I'm sorry?
Well, what about the guys?
No, we get sweet cake.
Are you speaking on yourself, or are you just speaking on a woman in general, or your woman?
No, I'm just speaking on women's period. You know, we get sweet cake.
Usually, though, if we have an attitude, there's a reason we got an attitude.
And what reason is that, ma'am?
Well, you got to go back through your day and figure out when the attitude began. When the attitude began. Find out what events occurred around that time, and at that point, you should be able to figure out what you done did to make her have an attitude.
Usually, it could be the smallest thing why the guy made us.
Yeah, it really could be nothing that you did. It could be the fact that you put your plate in the sink, and I just finished doing the dishes, and you didn't realize that, and I had a bad day at work.
Right.
So now I've got attitude all over the place because you put one dish in the sink. You see where I'm coming from?
He hangs out together.
All right, hon. All right, go to her. Let's see who we got now. All right, 8943, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Would you like to say something?
I don't know if you're talking to me or not. Is you talking to me online? I don't know how many people
yes,
are
ma'am.
Here.
Yes, ma'am. We're talking to you.
Okay. No, right now I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, that's fine. If you wanna talk again, just hit that one button.
All right.
Just hang back up on her over there. Yeah. Oh, here we go. That's Marco.
Hello, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Y'all? What's going on, y'all?
What's going on with you? We talking about relationships.
I know what y'all talking about. Y'all seem to be having trouble talking about relationships.
Oh, no, we don't have trouble at all. What do you want to talk about?
Do you have
what
any
do
suggestions
I talk about?
For women or men on Valentine's Day, Marco?
Do I have any suggestions? Suggestions like what? What to do for that woman and for that man?
How them singles find a Valentine.
First of all, you got to go to the right place to look for a Valentine. You can't just be all in the streets, all in the bar, and all in the club looking for no woman.
Where do you find them then?
Wow. Yeah. Usually,
say
what?
Well,
I didn't even hear what you
Where do we find us a good man? We find him in line at Cubs?
It's possible.
Where do good men go to find women?
Where do good men go? Well, usually church, certain events. Yeah, you can't just go anywhere to find a good woman.
Did you just say on a park bench?
No, I ain't saying on a park bench. She gotta be trying to do something for herself. I'm not saying that you can't find somebody that's struggling, because we all struggling, but, you know, I ain't saying that on no park bench.
Okay. What's your magic pickup line?
I don't have lines. I just say what's on my heart at the time. I don't have lines. I don't go off a script or nothing like that.
Pretty girl out there, and she seemed nice, and she looked like she, you know, a godly woman and whatnot. She looked like your type. What you gonna say to her?
I'm telling you, it all depends on what's on my heart at that time. Whatever God puts on my heart to say to her.
Okay.
All right.
Good answer.
Y'all look bad.
We'll go with that.
What you mean, BB?
You're about to be a mess.
We'll go with that answer.
That's the truth. That's how I feel today. Now, back in the day, that's a different story.
I know. Okay, then give us a line to look out for.
Give you a line to look out for. I ain't really got no line.
Yes.
I don't have no lines no more.
What line do we know if some guy comes up to us and gives us a line? How do we know that what line would we know is bogus?
Bogus? Hey,
like
beautiful.
He's just trying to get
that's a bunch of bull. Don't nobody walk up to nobody and say, hey, beautiful. Yeah, how you doing, little mama? All that little stuff. Now, if they don't come to y'all properly, y'all know better. If they don't come to you and say, look, hi, my name is such and such. I would like to get to know you. First of all, you got to know somebody. It ain't cool to just be walking up on people anyway these days. Just be trying to introduce yourself to them anyway without knowing something about them. So.
That's a good point. Good point. So when you approach a woman, man, then you got to ask them how they doing and tell them you want to get to know them.
How's the day today?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you know, I'm finna get off this phone with y'all. It was nice talking to y'all, because I got to get back to work. Mad Dads love y'all. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it.
All right. We love y'all back.
All right.
All right, we got, let's go with, where did they go?
Don't worry about it.
They hung up now, okay.
Okay.
Oh, that was Marco again. We got him back online.
Percentage of men that date women that are 5 years younger than them.
No, that one was Marco. Sorry, my fault. Who do we got in here? Okay, let's see. 1364, you want to talk again? Did you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I just want to tell y'all, I hope y'all have a lovely Valentine. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You have
thank
a good
you.
Valentine's Day, too.
Okay. Okay, I love you. Mad Dad loves you. Y'all can't do nothing about it.
Oh, we already know that. We got a lot of stuff we can't do nothing about.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what
marriage
statistics we got.
Infidelity.
Oh, yeah, and there's one more thing I wanted to let y'all know. Y'all better look out, because them first dates, if you're going on a first date 43% of the time, somebody then Googled you already. So if that man is, you know, asked you out on a date, he's going to Google you. Or if you ask that girl out on a date, she's going to Google you, find out what's going on and what you've been up to. You got Facebook, you've been arrested, all that. They're going to look out. This is the information age. They're going to find out everything. All right, so here we go on some marriage statistics and infidelity. That's a big one. I don't know if we want to talk about that for Valentine's Day, but hopefully we don't have to deal with any infidelity on Valentine's Day, ladies. All right, so the percentage of marriages where one or both spouses admit to infidelity, either physical or emotional, is 41%. Yeah, that's physical or emotional. That's, you know, you could have an emotional relationship with somebody and still be considered cheating,
because
if you're having that emotional connection with somebody.
For someone. That's one of the deadly sins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's lust.
And the percentage of men who admit to committing infidelity in any relationship they've had.
How many?
57%. But women... The percentage of women who admit to committing infidelity in any relationship they've had is 43%. So we're not too far down off of them. We're only 10% lower, so women don't think you're all angels either.
Oh.
I used to think there were a lot more men cheating than women, but they're not anymore. Women are all
women
out
are
there.
Yes, they are.
Let's see. Percentage of men who have strayed at least once during their married lives is 22%, and 14% of women who have strayed at least once during their married lives. I don't see the point.
The women
in
are
cheating.
Out there, 36%.
Yeah. With coworkers.
With coworkers.
Yep, 36% of women admit to having an affair with coworkers.
Sad on you, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Stop having sex with your coworkers.
It's because they're bored and there's something missing. Usually when someone cheats, there's something missing. They always say if one person ain't doing it, somebody else will do it.
But the thing is that my whole outlook on cheating is that if that other person in your relationship is not doing something, then you need to say something to them, and if that doesn't fix it, then leave. Why would you want to hurt that person? Or if you have kids together, you're going to hurt your kids in the process. Why would men or women, why would you stray from the relationship instead of just breaking up with somebody and then going on and, you know, getting with whoever you would like to? But why ruin somebody like that? Why hurt somebody that deeply and that bad? And when you've got other people involved and kids and family and stuff like that, that just digs the hole even deeper.
Yeah.
But continuing on, 35% of men and women admit to infidelity on business trips. So if you've got a partner, spouse, husband, wife that goes on business trips, you might want to start saving some money and go along with them. Percentage of men and women who admit to infidelity with a brother or sister-in-law is 17%. I could not believe that. You are messing with your family. They may not be blood, but that's family, and that's nasty. Like, you couldn't even find somebody outside the people that I know. You're going to go with the family? Let's see. The average length of an affair is 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. And
an affair?
That's a whole 2 years that you've gone and you running around and cheating for 2 years.
All that money could have
been. And never been
caught.
Well, because you ain't going to get caught if you're still going 2 years.
Yes. The percentage of marriages that last after an affair has been admitted to or discovered, 31%. Not bad.
So a lot of people are working it through
up.
It. They fessing up, they're being caught, but they're
working
through
it. Right.
You know, so that's good.
That's a good thing.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. The percentage of men who say they would have an affair if they knew they would never get caught.
A big percentage.
74%.
That's all I'm in.
And so 26% of y'all are out there saying, even if I wouldn't get caught, I would never cheat on my woman.
I would never cheat on my woman.
And that is amazing.
Right.
That's the 26%? I want one of those 26%. Because I'm that way.
I'm not.
If I wouldn't get caught, I would feel guilty.
Yes.
I would feel guilty on my behalf, on my husband's behalf, on the other person's behalf. It's just wrong all around. So, but the women said if they would never get caught, they would have an affair, 68% of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 3% of children who are the product
of that
infidelity. That is so sad.
That's
and then you got them little kids out there going, who's my daddy? Or, you know, dang, that's not my dad, but you my dad, and you guys have been married for all these years, and I was born in all those years.
Wow.
So now, where did I come from? Now, you cheating on daddy with this daddy? No. Oh, that hurts kids. That really can screw kids up. I saw an old episode on Dr. Phil about that. This lady had depression, and she had no self-esteem because she had found out that her mom had an affair on her dad. And she kept the baby. The parents stayed married and everything. And that woman felt bad.
It wasn't her husband's kid. It was a guy.
It was some guy that she had had an affair with. And this woman was just guilty feeling. She felt that she had torn up two families, that it was her fault. She had blamed all that on herself for like 35 years. She was tore up about it. But there is hope. So, here's the deal. When you find that significant other, find out how many people that they've been with before you get married. So, the number of people that you've been with before you get married can tell whether you are a cheater or not. Get this. If you've been with two or less people before marriage, you have a 10.4% chance of cheating once you're married. Which is pretty low, but I still think that's kind of high. I think there should be a zero at some point. But now if you jump up and go to 21 plus partners before you are married, the percentage of you cheating jumps up to 46.8%. So you people that like to hop from girl to girl or guy to guy, y'all are apparently cheaters. So chill out.
Right.
Calm down. Think about yourself. Think about your body. Think about your health. Think about possible babies, possible STDs. I hope at least you practice and safe sex. So we're getting down to the close of the show. Let's see if we got any final comments from anybody. Let's try this one right here. 8943, would you like to say anything before we get ready to wrap the show up? Got any advice on dating, relationships, or marriage? No? Okay. Marco, you got any closing comments?
No, not really. I think I covered just about it all, so y'all did a good job, too.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all keep them streets safe.
We tried our best.
All right, guys, we've got our Tuesday Men and Women Support Group this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at 3023 4th Avenue South. We've got a buffet dinner for you. Bring the kids. We've got daycare. We'll give you a lot of information about relationships, about parenting. We've got job resources. We've got all types of stuff that we can hook you up with. So hopefully y'all come down to our little group, support group tonight. And what else do we have going on this week? We've got one on Thursday.
Yes.
And, I don't know what else to say. We still got 5 minutes. Anybody else going
to
come?
I always have a hard time trying to figure out a good Valentine's gift for a guy.
Ooh. Because they want everything all the time.
You know what? I'm safe. My guy's not listening to the radio show. I got my guy. I just found a couple pairs of two for $12, some boxers.
Some boxers.
The Valentine's Day boxers.
Boxers,
a
watch.
Yeah.
I
got my guy some cologne last year.
Maybe somebody can
I got a little bottle of cool water for him, too.
Yeah. Tell us what kind of gift to get for a guy for Valentine's Day, huh?
Yeah, what do guys like for Valentine's Day? That's what we should have been asking.
That's what we should have been asking.
All right, so, let's see. Who we got? That girl don't want to talk.
I'm tired of it.
Anybody want to call in and give us some hints?
I'm not tired of it.
I really do need
roses, a card, and a teddy bear.
Roses died, a card's
for a girl.
For a girl, a teddy bear.
Yeah, that's the usual, though.
Yeah.
Man, think outside the box this year.
Yeah, man, we love chocolate. Get a little thing of chocolate, though. Don't come at us with no 2-foot box of chocolate. And then you're going to cry to us about how our butt's getting fat.
Well, my teeth hurt.
And it don't. Excuse me. But, yeah, think outside the box. Women like a lot of stuff. Think about what your girl likes and what her personality is. And Valentine's Day doesn't have to always be cliche. You know, the hearts and roses and stuff are nice, but you should be sending your girl flowers throughout the entire year. Not just Valentine's Day, because girls love flowers.
I would like those fruit hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, those are
edibles.
Edible
arrangements.
I would be
good
so
for anyone.
My cousin
those.
Got one for her birthday cake 1 year.
Yeah, great.
And it was
so
fabulous.
Those edibles. They got these. I see that commercial with the strawberries. They got these different kinds of strawberries. They send them in. They send them to your house, and it's like coconut covered.
Oh, cherries, berries! I just saw a commercial for that. Yep.
No,
we're plugging
good.
Other people.
Yeah.
Oh, and just a forewarning out there, you guys. I saw a commercial the other day while I was watching the Grammys. Ladies and gentlemen, you can now go to Target, Walmart, Walgreens, whatever, and buy an over-the-counter AIDS test, HIV test.
Really?
And you will know if you have HIV within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is...
That's
scary. I don't know if they're accurate. I don't know, is it getting that prominent out there? HIV and AIDS is getting that prominent out there that you got to sell it in the box like a pregnancy test?
Right.
That is sad.
Just use condoms, people.
Oh, for the love of God, y'all need to be careful, please. Get yourselves checked when you find a new relationship. Go together. Y'all hold hands and do it together. Know what each other got.
Hold hands
and do it together. Shoot, it's too dangerous out there. Over the counter HIV test. That is, I saw that and I was like, I texted about 15 people right after that. I was like, I can't believe this. It's like a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
They're just selling it like it's nothing. But, all right, guys, so the episode about to end. Y'all have a blessed day. We hope to see you tonight at the Tuesday Support Group. And if you need to, give us a call at 612-822-0802. Y'all have a blessed day.